All right, welcome to what I'm going to consider the number one edition of the new season of the Ride Out Culture Exchange Race BMX Show. I'm here with Adam Mark, everybody. Give it up for Adam. What's up? If you don't already know who he is, you're going to learn why we're speaking to him next. And if you do already know who he is, then you know why I'm talking to him right now. So I just want to hit off your contribution to the world of BMX right now. You're running the 24, 26, 29 BMX Cruiser page on Facebook, which is a major source of communication in the BMX world for people all over the world at this point, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Also, what I learned not that long ago when I went to Gary Turner's exposition where they had racing, and you got first and second place. He's a bike builder that won first and second place in the Gary Turner BMX build-off. Am I, is that correct? You're going to say first, second, and third?
No, I came in slouching. It was a three-show series. I came in slouching and got beat out on the first show.
Okay.
Came back hard. Took first place on the second.
Okay.
And then on the third, to close out the show series, I took first and second place.
Okay. Well, that was the one that I was bragging about for you.
Killed the whole show series. Won a cool trophy. Won a pretty cool bike. And
I have a picture of that.
Bitch and bragging rights.
Yeah. Especially bitch and bragging rights. And the first time after I got to California, I was riding up north with my brother, and I saw you up there. And obviously, he sticks out. I mean, look at him. And we were in Santa Cruz. He's riding a Santa Cruz Ripper with the triple sixes, the phone number of the devil on him. And then I saw him down here, and then I really saw him down here all the time, and I realized that he's a Southern California guy, and he's been around a lot longer than myself. So first I have to ask you the obligatory question. What was your first BMX bike?
My first BMX bike was a mid-70s AMF Evel Knievel.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I've seen, there was one for sale on Craigslist a while back. All right. And were you jumping it? Were you good?
I was pretty young. Probably, I'd say I was probably 7, 8 years old when I got that bike. That
okay.
was my first real BMX bike. And, you know, building the little wooden ramps with bricks and shit like that. Didn't really get into legit BMX until I was about 13 and I got a 24 inch.
Were you like, you went straight to a 24 at 13?
Yeah,
were you bigger than everybody else?
Always.
Okay.
I've always been big.
All right. Then the next, were you one of the guys who made it to the track? Or were you like myself, like using the high school across the street as a place to ride and jumping down staircases?
Yeah, a lot of that. Made it to the track. We did have a local track. Didn't race competitively, just more or less for fun.
Okay.
To have a good time, race with my buddies. Never really started traveling and racing BMX like some of my friends did, but just always had a good time building homemade ramps and just having fun.
Are you still friends with those guys?
A couple of them.
Okay, some of them still ride and some fell off?
Yeah, some fell off. Some are fat and old and refused to relive their childhood, but, you know, I'm out here having fun and just doing it like I did when I was a kid.
Okay, you led me into a good next question, because I kind of rode straight through with the exception of a little period when I was just partying a little too much to ride my bikes, and I literally had my brother mail me one of his BMX bikes to, like, get my head back to my real life. When did you start hitting the BMX again? Like, what?
So around 16, I started riding skateboards.
Uh-huh.
Kind of fell off on the bikes. Skateboards led into hanging out with girls. So skateboards and girls were the more important thing. And I started riding BMX again when the 29-inch Big Rippers came out.
Okay, so did you get yourself a 2009? Or
I did not get a 2009. I didn't get one until 2010. 2011 bike, but it was 2010 when it came out.
The white one?
The all-burnished one that I have back there hanging on the wall.
All right, my friend Ethan got that one.
Started just really kind of cruising it around, just popping it off curbs, just, you know, kind of not really into it. And then I got a 2012, they call it the Copper Quad.
Yep.
And, it's hanging back there.
Cole, you don't have the only one.
Beat the shit out of it and then realized, like, damn, this thing looks like shit. So I took it to go get it repowder coated brown. And they said they couldn't match the color, so that was my first custom build, is the green one back there. It was originally a copper. I built that custom bike, and it just sparked me. And then it's been...
Now, a lot of these guys just build custom bikes, but you already have custom building skills from, obviously you have a monster truck outside,
I've
right?
I've got a monster truck. I actually...
Do you have hot rods and stuff too?
Before I got into graphic design and printing, I worked at a fabrication shop and learned a lot of skills there. Came home butthole dirty every day. And but that's where I learned all of my custom building skills. I've always had low riders, hot rods, monster trucks. I've always had a nice little assortment of everything. And I've transferred that over into the bike building. You know, a lot of our stuff comes, a lot of the stuff I implement in my bike builds comes from hot rods.
I actually said that behind your back because I was talking, I was talking to your bike about your black and bronze. Is that
copper?
Copper. Bike to my brother and other people, and I'm like, you don't understand, it's not like he fixed up a bike. I said he took like Hot Rod magazine level stuff and built a bike, and you would say that's true, right?
That's exactly true.
Okay, and at the time I met him, you told me you weren't going to ride it, but it turns out you've taken it on the track a few times now.
At the second Gary Turner show, no, I take that back, at the last Gary Turner show, after they judged, I think people kind of as a joke were like, hey, you guys going to take your show bikes out on the track? And I was like, hell yeah. And they looked at me like, oh, you are? And I think at that point they were like, everybody was obligated. So they're like, what bike are you going to ride? I think I had like three bikes at the show. And I'm like, I'm going to ride the black and copper bike. And everyone's like, oh, bullshit, you're not going to ride
that. I wouldn't have believed you.
Oh, I fucking took it on the track and we ripped it, bro.
That's funny, man. And you didn't have any like secret regret where you're like, oh, shit, now I opened my mouth. Now I have to do it.
A little bit. But, you know, I had three bikes there and I could have rode any one. But I'm like, if we're getting called out, like, I'm going to ride the dopest bike that
okay. Yep. I have. Plus you could have just fixed it if you had to, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Got a little phone call coming in?
No, it's all good. We're good.
Now, I don't know which direction. Okay, tell me about the ride outs since that's how my show started. You know, like I said, I saw you up north for the first time. Then found out you were down south. What got you started in the big rides? And I have to add, he has his own big rides, which are great, by the way. Organized,
well,
tight.
4130, dude. I went on a 4130 ride, and I want to say it was like 2015. That was my first 4130 ride, Hollywood. Hollywood to downtown.
Okay, the original ride. How did you find it?
A friend of mine. Okay. A friend of mine invited me up. I've had friends that have been riding it since the beginning.
Okay, got it.
But I was just so wrapped up in life that I never really joined them. They'd always go, hey, come out with us. And I never really did. Finally went out. Like I said, I want to say it was like 2015. And that was it, dude.
Was it? You probably didn't imagine it being what it really was, even with them telling you about it, right?
Oh, bro. You couldn't even imagine. I couldn't even imagine once I went on the ride. I think I want to say my first ride, there was probably about 400, 500 people. It was a big ride. I don't remember if it was an anniversary ride. I want to say it was an anniversary ride. That was my first ride, and it blew my mind.
Okay, and that's when the ride started for you.
That's when the ride started for me. All right. Literally, the ride.
And do you go up? Do you travel to the different rides as much as I think you do, or?
I try to. I do definitely after I did the Santa Cruz ride for the first time. That's a ride that I'll never miss. This year we're going to hit Tahoe.
I've heard about the Tahoe ride.
I heard too, and I haven't been. Okay. But I heard it's legit.
Okay.
I don't get out and travel as much as I'd like to, being having kids, running a business, you know, so much shit gets in the way. I don't go out and travel as much as I'd like.
You have a real life. That's not shit getting in the way. That's not being able to
go. Well, I guess, it's not getting in the way, but in my mind, it's getting in the way of me riding.
Yeah, honey, you and the kids are messing up my bike schedule.
Right.
And this job.
That has been said.
Yeah, I'm sick of this job getting in the way of my bike schedule.
That also has been said.
Okay, so like myself, you got the bug for the big rides, which... It's hard. Everyone watching probably has been on these, unless you're some of the guys in the farther away states. I do recommend a trip for at least one giant ride. You know?
Absolutely.
Are you, well, you have a lot of different brands. Are you a brand guy, or are you a big bike that you find attractive guy?
As long as it's a 29, that's it. That's okay. All that matters to me.
Your new race bike?
My new race bike's a 26. After taking the 29 on the track, I realized it's a little bit big and not as nimble as I'd like it to be.
Sure.
So I want to start hitting the track again, and I'm building a Craig Turner, Gary Turner 26 race bike.
And do you have a helmet to go with that?
I do not.
Yeah.
Best believe I will have a bad motherfucker.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you going to customize it to the bike? Of course you are.
It'll have to be something dope.
Okay, so you've got hot rod level bikes, and you also have some bikes I haven't seen before. I have photographs. If you're watching now, you'll see them come up. You have a sidecar bike over here, right? Yep. That's a 29?
29 with a 26 side hack.
Okay.
Built it for my dog, so I could take my dog.
Okay, all right. I thought it was going to be for one of your kids, but needs them? When you can bring your...
My kids have their own bikes.
When you can bring the dog along. And then you have the dual, right?
Tandem.
Got
a wild hair up my ass, and I hit up a company that I won't call out on camera.
Okay.
I hit a company up and they kind of clowned me and told me, oh, what do you want a 29 inch tandem for? That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. And the guy totally shot me down. And then I actually got a call from the owner of the company, and he's like, hey, I'm really sorry about my employee, the way he shot you down on the 29 tandem build. If you'd like to build one, we're interested. And I was
right.
Like, nah, I'm good, dude. Like,
oh, all right.
Yeah, no, I blew him off. Ended up, over the years, I've become pretty good friends with Craig Turner of Gary Turner BMX. And any wild, crazy idea I have, I shoot it at him. And he's like, let's do this. That's how we ended up with the side hack. That's how we ended up with the tandem, the crazy black and copper bike. If I get a wild hair up my ass. And
well, that's a good question that leads to next. Like, we all knew who GT was growing up. Did you ever think when you were a kid that you'd be riding and talking to GT, Craig Turner and Gary Turner? Did you think you'd be winning contests? Did you think PK would be riding next to you on some of these rides? Like, isn't that part of that's part of it that I love?
Not in my wildest freaking dreams. And I say that all the time. I'm like, I'm riding bikes with dudes that I used to look at in magazines and be like, that guy's the shit. He's the shit. You know, it still blows my mind, even though I've been hanging and riding with these guys for some time now. It still blows my mind that I'm hanging with PK, Mike Buff.
Right?
It's crazy, bro. It's absolutely crazy.
And in your particular case, since you really have Craig building you the custom stuff, like the guy who made all the bikes that got people started, one of the men, like you're building bikes with him, theoretically speaking, now, right? That's pretty amazing right there.
Yep.
Now, one thing that I think is interesting about you in the world of BMX is that the Facebook page that you're running, I don't, like, even a little bit into me riding, when I finally came across it, at first I was like, cool. And then I started paying attention to it, and I was like, you know, like you said, there's guys from Minnesota selling their bikes there. There's people from New Jersey riding in. Like, I was in New Jersey for years. I didn't know that... what is it? Who is that out there? Like Grom Daddy? I didn't even know the Jersey guys were out there. And now you've kind of become an epicenter. I saw even when Todd Lyons was in China, he was writing to your page asking your audience or the audience that you've set up this page for their opinions on what he should do with bikes. So why don't you tell us about that? Because in a weird way, that is your biggest contribution to the entire world of BMX cruisers. And let's just... There is a difference between BMX and BMX cruiser world, you know, and
there
I'm a part of BMX cruiser world.
First off, I've got to say, I can't take credit for starting the page. I took it over about, I want to say right around three years ago. Somebody else had created it and kind of brought it up, and it had plateaued and was kind of on its way downhill. And I took it over and just...
Because of your love of these bikes?
My love of these bikes. And like I said, I tell people all the time, it's like, you know when those old dudes hit their midlife crisis and they go out and buy a Corvette?
Yes.
Mine is BMX bikes. And I'm like reliving my childhood. And people are like, why do you have so many bikes? And I'm like, well, when I was a kid, I wasn't, you know, I didn't grow up poor, but I definitely wasn't well off. And I was lucky to have a bike, you know, and all my friends rode PKs and Race Inks, and you know, like when I got my first cruiser, it was a Team Murray.
Right.
It was a cruiser, but it was a Team Murray.
I mean,
you know? So
I've clowned on a couple other episodes when people bring up Murrays. I'm like, I had a Schwinn Scrambler for my first bike, and I'm like, Murrays and Huffies are the only bikes that made me feel better about myself. But now as a grown-up, I respect them all. But, you know, when you're an insecure kid and you want a ripper and down, you know, and that was, what, 350 when everything else was 150?
Exactly.
Okay. And so, but now tell me, so you took over the site.
Took over the group, and seeing as I'm in the printing and advertising industry, I just kind of just started plugging away at blowing it up and bringing in bigger sponsors and trying to be part of all the shows going on and just really bringing the community together, because the biggest gripe from members, existing members of the group when I took it over, was just the quarrels that were going on the page and like people trolling and being assholes and like.
Well, I'd like to say you still stop people from being assholes and trolling going on the page.
I do.
That's part of you.
I do.
I wouldn't say it's part of your job, but you've made that part of your job to keep it clean. I think another important factor is that you have the sponsors on the page are competing BMX companies that have come together on your page.
Yeah.
Which I have a picture of that. Is anyone that's not in this printout also sponsor
now? That's pretty much everybody. The only one that's not up there is Pedal Power, but Bassett is up there. That's a sister company of Bassett. But yeah, okay. All of these people, you know, a lot of them are competitors, and they all come together for the greater good of our sport, hobby, whatever you want to call it. You know, that's another thing. You know, people, it's not a sport, it's a hobby. You guys are riding big beach cruisers, and I'm like, you know,
that's not true.
Call it what you want.
No, don't call it a beach cruiser.
Call it what you want. Yeah. But in my opinion, sport, hobby, whatever you want to call it, but we're having a good time, you know, and bringing people together. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, green, like where you're from.
I've seen it
in the world, literally. We're worldwide. We're not just, you know, we're just not nationwide. There's people that are from Europe, Asia, just everywhere, bro.
And I don't want, I mean, I've had other kind of bikes that I like to ride, but as my bike, I don't want another bike. Me and my 20-inch grew together. You know, I went from 4-something to 5'10", and my bike went from 20 to 29. So in my mind, I've been riding the same bike my whole life. Don't worry about a little background noise or something bad happening. I'll pause it. We'll be right back. No worries. Adam's back. He had to check up on the dog, which is, the dog's cool, right?
The dog's cool.
Where were we? All over the world. Oh, we like riding bikes, and I like riding a one-gear bike. Once upon a time, I used my bike to remake myself strong again after smoking too many cigarettes. I stopped smoking cigarettes. And one gear is the way to do it, going up hills. And right, we see a bunch of...
Dude, it's the way.
Bunch of kids all the way through to grown men riding BMX bikes all over the place. Can you wheelie or anything like that? Be honest.
At one point in time, when I was a kid, I could wheelie like no other.
Really?
Being fat and old now, I think I've lost that edge to where you don't care if you crash. Like, I'm like, oh, I got to get up and go to work tomorrow. And
thank you for saying
if
that.
If I bust my ass, I might not be making it to work. So kind of in the back of my mind, you know, limits what I really feel I could push myself to do.
I feel good jumping off of stuff because I'm going straight, and that's my my strong area of control. But to be up in the air and be able to fall on my back, that is not my comfort zone.
Agreed, bro. I'll jump. I'll size up some stairs or, you know, a jump, and I'll hit a jump, and I have no fear of that. But, like, wheeling and falling back, like, I've...
How do you feel about the wider tires and the fat bikes? Do you prefer traditional BMX only, which I do, but I don't dislike the others, but they're not for me as much.
I agree 100% with you. I prefer the traditional. I'm not really a disc brake guy. I'm not really a fat tire guy. I like the traditional brakes. People are like, oh, disc brake. And I'm like, disc brake to me, I mean, this may sound stupid, but disc brake is not a part of BMX, how I grew up riding BMX. Like, you had some shitty U brakes that barely stopped you, and
I actually had disc brakes for a short period of time on my in-between bike between the Ripper and the Sunday. They stopped great. Like, I will never insult them like that, but they ruined my rhythm of BMX.
Agreed.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, agreed.
They're too good.
The tandem's got a disc brake on the back.
That's a good choice.
With two people on a bike that big, a regular brake setup, it's It's got regular V brakes on the front and a disc on the back, but I'm glad I did that because it would have never stopped.
How do you like front brakes on your normal bikes? Because I like them, but I'm the only one.
I mean, I haven't built any bikes with a front brake, okay, but besides the tandem.
Okay.
But I'm not opposed to it. Okay. I think they're cool. I guess they kind of give you like that old school freestyle 80s BMX. Like.
Yeah, at the last ride I rode up on, while I was chasing PK, he was on an electric bike, and I hit the front brakes to like pretend to rip off his trick, and I saw him look at me like, what was that? So, what would you build next? Are you building more? Where do you, you know, are you working on the web? Where, what's your next BMX move right now? Or are you just happy where you're at?
Oh, I'll never be happy.
Okay.
Always more.
Then let's hear it. What's the more?
So we did the shows. I pretty much killed the whole show series. I don't even know that I could outdo any of the bikes that I built for the shows last year. I don't even know if I could build something. If I was doing the show still, I don't even know if I could build something as sick as I did last year. Right now, I'm trying to put together an actual website for 24, 26, 29.
Okay.
Because the merch is just too much for me to handle trying to peddle it and PayPal. Hey, what's your PayPal? And so next move right now is putting together an actual website so people could just go on there and purchase the merchandise.
Okay. Will we be able to chat on there on the level we do on Facebook, or will we have to go back to Facebook for that? Or you just don't know yet?
No. The website is basically going to be a merchandise website. All the chatting, okay, and interaction with the community will stay on Facebook.
Okay. You're not thinking of making your own brand of bikes or anything, are you? Or are you?
Well, last year I built a frame and fork. We were going to do a 24, 26, 29. There was going to be a 24, a 26, and a 29.
That makes sense. Did you have to buy them as a three-bike set?
No, I had Craig build me a 29 first, uh-huh, and it sat in my office, and I was so preoccupied with all the cool. So it was the original idea was going to be a bike that we could build, and it would be affordable so everybody could buy it. And
that'd be a nice change, you know, of pace.
Yeah, yeah, right. The frame and fork was built, and it sat in my office for the last, I'd say, almost 2 years. And I recently just gave it to my buddy Scott Passione, and he's going to build it up.
Okay.
Right now, as far as a bike, I mean, that is in the back of my mind. Yes, I still want to do it. It's not top priority. Okay. Top priority right now is
the website.
Is the website.
Okay. Yeah. And how about your personal rides? Tell us about why they started or how.
Basically how it started out is I didn't want to step on anyone's toes, and there was pretty much a ride every weekend. So I didn't want to step on any of the other crew's toes. So 4130 would have me host a ride. BMX Collective would have me host a ride here and there. So I'd fill in for other people when they were unavailable to host their own ride. I'd host the ride for them.
Okay.
And then one of the crews that was doing first Saturday of the month, they fell off on their rides, and I scooped up the Saturday rides. And
okay.
Now we're 24, 26, 29 is the first Saturday of every month.
We okay.
Go, you know, different places all over SoCal. Haven't made it outside of SoCal yet, but they seem to be growing. Sometimes we have 60 people. Sometimes we have 150, you know.
Which do you like better, 60 or 100?
I'm cool with either.
Me too.
You know, 60 people's cool. 5 people's cool. Shit, 2 people's cool.
I love hauling ass with 5 people.
I love hauling ass.
But then I also love chilling with the big group when I know everybody and stuff.
Agreed.
Do you do pre-rides for yours?
Usually, yeah. Okay. If we haven't ridden the ride before, I'll do a pre-ride. I'll throw the bike in the truck. Me and my girlfriend or me and one of the guys will go out and kind of like park the truck and we'll pre-run part of it. And
then,
you know, get in and like, all right, cool. And I'll map that out and I'll build the ride. And then I just kind of log. Once I've ridden a whole ride, like it's kind of logged in my mind and I know that route.
Okay.
When I get bored of it, I'll switch it up and you know, go out and pre-run again and add something different.
Okay.
Kind of switch them up a little here and there. Excuse me.
No worries.
As you were saying, you like hauling ass and you like the big rides to hanging out. I do too, but my rides are known for being pretty fast. I like, so 4130 is cool because usually when they're in Hollywood's got wide streets, so we still do kind of do a little bit of hauling ass in the big groups. We rode Rad Rides 2 weeks ago, and it was through Venice.
I was there.
Oh, bro. I might as well have almost walked the bike the whole time. When
we got into that alley area, there was quite a bit of congestion. Yeah. But I have to say, when we made that left turn off of Fiji onto, what's that name? Anyway, when we came in across the Goon Squad and we turned into 500 all of a sudden.
Yeah.
That, I've never been on a ride when another ride was coming at me before.
Another ride as big as our ride.
Yes.
That was crazy.
That was, but yes, once we got into the little area, it got a little tight. But
got a little bit tight. And like I said, I like riding. And some people like to hang out more than they like to ride. Drink beer.
I've noticed that.
Out.
Yeah.
Like, I want to ride. So my.
I like a moving ride more than a standing still ride.
I limit the amount of stops and I limit the time on the stops. Usually, 5-10 minute stops.
Okay.
And then one somewhere in the middle before we start heading back from, wherever our destination is, maybe a 30 minute stop and that's it, dude.
Like, okay.
I wouldn't say I'm not there to socialize, but I'm not there to socialize. Like, I want to ride.
I socialize while we're moving.
Yes, agreed.
I'm more comfortable when my head is spinning and we're rolling. Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? But when we're just standing there, I'm like, are we going to ride? I become almost complainy, to be honest.
Me too.
And I don't like to be the complainer, but I am.
And I have before going, all right, guys, we've been kicking it long enough. Let's roll.
Rolling.
Yes.
Let's rolling.
For sure.
Do you have anything special you want to say about any of this? Because I think all my topics I wanted to hear about from you. I mean, is there anything we missed? Anything you want to say to the BMX world?
No, not really. Just keep on riding. Come out to our rides or participate in a ride. Get out. Get your kids out. Too many people let their kids sit and play video games and sit on Instagram all day. Get your kids out. Get them riding. Even if it's just with you and your kids, and you're not making the big rides.
And contribute to, like, I'm not saying do charity work. We're all a bunch of rebels and we wouldn't be here in the first place. But, do like Adam. Start contributing. Make something more out of it. Add a little something to it,
Absolutely. We've also kind of been known for, every once in a while, somebody who's a little bit less fortunate that can't afford to buy their kid a bike will step up and buy a bike for them
See, that's what I'm asking. There are more important things to say. So do you do that under a title or you just do it through 24, 26, 29?
We do it through 24, 26, 29.
How would somebody in need find these situations? Or do you find them? Or?
Usually there's somebody tied to the group somehow.
Okay.
Or a friend of a friend or, someone's like, hey, so-and-so is going through a bad time. We've had some people with health issues that we've done some raffles and raised the money and donated it to them.
Okay.
We raised money and donated every year. I have a friend that does a backpack drive for less fortunate kids in the Long Beach area. So
okay.
We raised money and donated money for turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Turkeys on bikes?
Because we can.
Yeah.
Because we can. So
get a turkey from a bunch of turkeys on bikes,
get a
right?
From a bunch of turkeys. And like I was saying earlier, sometimes people ask me why I have so many bikes. Because I can.
Okay.
I couldn't, that wasn't feasible when I was a kid. I couldn't have a PK Ripper. I couldn't have a quad angle. So now I've got one or two or three of each.
Yeah, I understand. And you've got the space for it.
Yes.
Because I had more bikes. Then when I moved into a studio apartment, a lot of bikes had to go. We are going to come back when he takes that 26 onto the track, because I got to see the big man on the little bike. But for now, I think it's a great time to sign off. And I actually really appreciate that you let me come down here and talk to you. And it's that simple.
Thank you. Thank you for coming out.
All right. Race BMX anytime.
Yeah.